defender went by, picked up four, and makes it a little bit more manageable. And we got the second squad here. They're going to be learning a lot here for this Phillips defense and making things a little more competitive right now with this beat-up Prentice team. 4:22 to go here in this ballgame. It's 4:20 to go in the third quarter. It's 52-12. Prentice with the ball, third and eight. Geiger gets the snap, and picks up another 1 yard.
Jeff's still eyeing these Doritos sitting on the table.
I am. I'm not supposed to be crunching on the air, but running out of things to talk about here, Nate. So, but some of these younger guys, Kenny Drexler out there right now. Kenny Drexler, a good player for the Loggers. I'm going to see a lot of him coming up. Kind of an undersized player. He had the nicest tackle against Riblake. Got in there at the end, and Riblake running back kind of jumped up a little while he was getting tackled, and Kenny picked him up and just pile-drived him down into the ground. It looked beautiful.
A new center in there for Prentice, Garrett May.
Well, Garrett May, Chase maybe on the bench taking a break, or did he move over? Yeah, Chase is on the ground. We're on the bench, and there's a punt from Prentice.
Another good punt by Evan Lord.
And a nice punt from Evan. He just got rid of it. And it had a nice bounce forward, almost getting to midfield. Goes out at about the Buccaneers' 45-yard line. So the Loggers going to have the ball after the punt. You don't see a lot of them. We've seen a few of them here today from Prentice in a spot where you really needed to.
Yeah.
And got a little bit of breathing room. 3:15 to go here. It's 52-12, the Loggers leading, and they're going to start from the 45-yard line, from the Buccaneers' 45-yard line, and seeing some of the second squad out here for the Buccaneers, or the Loggers, and is that Sawyer Kutchaba at quarterback? I think you got Kutchaba at quarterback, and direct snap to him, he's going to keep it himself, up the middle he goes. Sawyer's a nice, hard running back. I like what he brings to the table. He's a junior, experienced junior, and he picks up a couple yards, maybe two. And Geiger comes out. Chase Mabee comes out. And Chase Mabee, a longtime Phillips Logger over here in Prentice.
I'm sure his phone was blowing up this week.
Oh, I'm sure. That was a big one here. And there's Jeremiah Adamitis. They're going to get a flag. Look like a face mask.
Face mask, there you go.
Kind of spun him around a little bit. Number 14 on the tackle there. Zach Starkey, a sophomore. Nothing intentional. He's going by. Grab the face mask. That's a tough one to avoid when it's right there.
That'll be his face mask.
So it's going to move the ball ahead. 15 yards, a minute 45 to go in this third quarter, 52-14.
Only gave him a 5-yard penalty there. Kind of hard to believe.
Hmm. So you have two options on that?
Yeah, you have
run them right around.
5-yard and a 15-yard. A 5-yard incidental, 15-yard if you turn the helmet.
You turn the helmet. You know what, though?
Looking out his ear hole running down the field there.
Yeah, it's okay. Phillips is going to be fine. Here's J.J. Adamitis up that right side. He stepped out of bounds. Not before he picked up about 5 yards.
Almost skirted the sideline there.
He did.
Snuck that one in.
This Prentice doesn't have a JV team, do they?
So they've been playing some JV games on Monday.
Okay.
You know, just not playing seniors.
Sure, yep. And Phillips stepping back up to the line of scrimmage. Sawyer Kutchaba from the shotgun. Loggers starters getting a break. Direct snap, J.J. Adamitis. He's going to fall on it. It's going to be a loss of, 5 yards.
Smart play there, just covering the football up.
Got
instead
it.
Of trying to scoop it, he's about to get blasted by two Prentice Buccaneers.
So third down, 12 for the Loggers. 28 seconds and ticking here in this third quarter. And from the shotgun, Sawyer Kutchaba. And direct snap, 26. Who is that, Nate? He's got the left side. Breaks a tackle, breaks two. And there you go, a nice run there.
Wade Vedder.
Oh, that's Wade Vedder,
oh, yeah.
The freshman. I should have known that was Wade. And Wade's going to be someone to deal with coming up, Jason. You'll hear his name a lot. And another Prentice kid down.
Say he was a freshman?
Yeah. Yeah, Wade Vedder, a freshman this year. And a good ball player. He's that kind of that freakish athlete, sort of.
Another Aaron Dulaski.
Yeah, kind of another Aaron Dulaski. You're going to see him grow a lot, but he's always kind of been a man among boys, you know, growing up through middle school.
Yeah, he's got him listed 6'1", 150 here. That's pretty good for a freshman.
It is. You'll see some athleticism out of him. He's a good basketball player as far as not really refined, but he pulls like a freakish move where he'll have like the most amazing block you've ever seen in your life type thing. You know what I mean? So end of the third quarter here. Score is 52-12. We're going to come back here to the fourth quarter in just a minute. We're going to take a break here on 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
And welcome back. Jeff Haken along with Jason Robb here in Prentice, Wisconsin. We're entering the fourth quarter. It's a 52-12 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers. And it's going to be the, what do we got going on here? Whose ball is it? Phillips football here. It's going to be a first and 10 from about the 15-yard line. And I was just talking to Jason on the break about, you know, having your kid on the field and not being able to have him play out there, what a tough thing, you know, that is to deal with. And Adam's been dealing with that all week. And he's hoping to be back, we said, next week for the Rib Lake game.
Yeah, Rib Lake's homecoming next week. So
and we got right side Sawyer Kuchaba for a couple-yard gain, a nice run off that right side. But Adam Robb will be back here, hopefully, if he clears protocol next week against Rib Lake, and I think that's going to be a really fun game to be at. Both teams, eight-man for the first year, and both got things to learn. Both got some experience to make up. We had Schwamigan was losing to Flambeau. Was it 41-12? Was that the halftime score?
I believe it was.
And here's a tackle from behind.
46-12.
And a nice little run up the middle. Kenny Drexler getting the ball. Kenny with his first run of the ball game. And he's going to bring it down all the way down about the 6-yard line. It looks like about a 3rd and 1 coming in. And some of these younger kids coming into the ball game. Got to see who they are. And Trace Calhoun into the ball game. Another good athlete you're going to see coming up, Jason, for the Loggers. Trace gets the direct snap. He's going to follow his runners into the end zone. And Dana Calhoun gets into the end zone. Oh, was that Jeremiah? It was J.J. Adamitis. My bad. J.J. Adamitis. Got to give him the credit he deserves. He's been playing hard here in the second half.
Good play by your running back there. Low snap down in the grass. He scooped it up and was able to
He did it like a Le'Veon Bell style. He kind of just walked behind his linemen, let the linemen do their thing, and played that one real smart. So going for the two-point conversion here, and it's going to be Kuchaba up that right side. Cuts back into the middle, and he gets into the end zone for the two-point conversion, and I think that's going to make it 60-12. And clock stop at the end of a score, I'm guessing. And we're going to switch here. So with 10:49 to go here, it's 60-12. Phillips Loggers leading the Prentice Buccaneers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin and Jason Robb here. Nathan Podewaltz, Prentice, Wisconsin. The 60-12 lead here for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers right now under the lights here. A beautiful night here in Prentice. They've been treating us like kings here up in the booth, getting the snacks.
Looks like you got Storm Heisler out there.
All right.
It up.
There we go. Yeah, Storm Heisler. He's one of my favorite freshmen out there. Lance Heisler, his dad. And Storm, going to be a good lineman for the, could have been an offsides on the Loggers right there. They're going to get away with it. Storm, a nice kick down the field, though, all the way down to about the 20-yard line. And I think they're going to give him a late hit on that tackle as the Buccaneers fell on it. And the Loggers came and dove on top anyways. Sometimes you'll have that. And some of the younger guys get into this varsity game. They want to make a play.
And get Wade Vetter on that late hit.
Yeah, that sounds like a Wade Vetter penalty for sure. That's a Wade Vetter penalty all day. We'll talk to him about that one after the game. So Wade with the unsportsmanlike conduct, they call it, basically was a late hit after the he grounded the ball.
Yeah.
9:59 to go here. It's 60-12. And it's going to be Prentice football from their own. Looks like about the 27-yard line, I think they're at. Or am I way off? Where's the line, guys? They are not even close.
Oh, you're at.
I think you're at the 25 and are going to walk it up 15. Taking possession around the 40-yard line.
So first and 10 for the Buccaneers from the 40.
After that 15-yard penalty, the Bucs will take over on their
own 40. Not a lot of guys left on the bench over here for the Buccaneers. And the official talking to Chase Mabee over there. Maybe a lot of smack talk going on right now. And they're going to get things started here. And who's in the – is that Hawes?
Logan Geiger.
Well, Logan Geiger, direct snap to him. And there's a nice run. He breaks a tackle, and only one guy to beat. McCoy Delasky trying to catch him down, and not going to get him. Logan Geiger with the touchdown. Nice run from Logan Geiger, a big run. What is that, a 70-yard?
60-yard.
60-yard touchdown run for Logan Geiger makes it 60-18. And there you see a little bit of what Logan Geiger can do. He's got a little bit of speed on him, too.
Yeah, gets in the edge, ran through a couple arm tackles there.
Not going to be able to arm tackle Logan Geiger.
Oh, you're going to have to put a shoulder into him and wrap him up.
Definitely. So a little bit of excitement on the Phillips side over there. Fans were just a screaming. Not sure what that was all about. But nonetheless, the Buccaneers going for the two-point conversion. Here's Geiger with Matthew Schmidt in the backfield. Direct snap. Geiger gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt, he's tackled hard immediately. And was it McCoy Delasky? Took him down hard. McCoy Delasky, a nice sophomore for this Loggers team. And with the nice tackle. And it's 60-18 is the score right now. With 8:46 to go here. In this ball game, we got a running clock. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country End on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Welcome back. Jeff Hakenin, Jason Robb here, and Nathan Podewalt in Prentice, Wisconsin. Just coming off that nice 60-yard touchdown run for Logan Geiger. And I don't care what the score is. I don't care where you're at. That's always fun, having a 60-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, it lifts everybody's spirits a little bit. Prentice a little down right now. Got some guys out.
Yes.
Three starters out right now, and So some other guys getting an opportunity, and they're making the most of it.
Yeah, you get a, chance to do that in a conference game as well, and, you know, that's got to put Logan over 100 yards on the game, I would imagine. But Jonas Strobel looks like they're going to keep him out, kind of holding his neck here a little bit.
Feel a little confusion by both sides and the officials.
Yeah, we're
lining everybody up on the wrong side here. Get it straightened out.
Get it straightened out, and they're going to, yeah, there we go. Okay, and the kicker took the ball and went in place. He said, hey, I got this. So that's going to be, who's kicking here, number 95?
Jackson Franz, I believe.
Jackson Franz. The big 6 foot, 265-pound junior. Big boy out there. And he's going to boot that one nice and high. Goes to about the 30-yard line out of bounds. And
it's going to be a spot foul, 5-yard penalty from where the ball went out of bounds.
Okay, that's what it is, 5 yards from where it went out?
Yeah.
Okay, so it looked like it went out about the 35-yard line. Probably going to be Logger's ball right around the 40, I'm guessing. And with 8:46 to go here in this ball game, it's a 60-18 lead for the Phillips Loggers over the Prentice Buccaneers. You're on a beautiful night in Prentice, Wisconsin. Nowhere else we'd rather be, right, Nate?
Right.
Maybe a basketball game.
Yeah. The only other
I got dirty looks. I just got dirty looks from everyone. We're having fun up here, guys. Love being in Prentice.
37-yard line. Phillips Loggers will take over.
And going to see Sawyer Kutsuba and that Phillips younger offense out on the field. Big Storm Heisler at center. And some of these boys I used to coach back in the day and back in middle school. Storm Heisler, I think he was a fourth grader. He's about the same size back then. And he's going to be a little counter left side. And what do we got there running that ball? Was that 80? What number is that, Nate? 88? And that's, oh, Xander Moore. Xander Moore making his moment out there. And Xander with a nice little run, 6-yard run for Xander Moore. Moves it up to about the 44-yard line. And it's going to bring up a 2nd and 4 here for the Loggers. Kutsuba. Oh, that's number 11. He's going to keep it himself. That's Kenny Drexler playing the quarterback. Kenny, looks like he picks up a first down.
Kenny Drexler brought down by...
So the chains are going to move. 8 minutes to go here.
And number 82, Journey Wood on the field for the Phillips Loggers.
That's Journey Wood on the field for the first time. Journey, the female... For on the Loggers team, a lot of first opportunities here for some of these players. And here's the Loggers, Wade Vetter from the shotgun. And here he is, left side, and tries getting around the corner and falls ahead for maybe a yard.
Nice tackle by number 3 from Prentice.
Who was that one?
Noah Millichamp.
Noah Millichamp, a senior.
A tackle all the way from Belgium.
And it's going to bring up a 2nd down and 9 for the Loggers from their own 48-yard line. Wade Vetter from the shotgun. Got Kenny Drexler to his left. Kenny. Going to take the direct snap. That one hits the ground. Kenny just falls on it and tapped down there.
Went 5-hole on that one.
Yeah, Jackson Isaacson going to get credit with a sack on that? I don't know if you get credit on a sack with that. And that's going to move him back. Going to be 3rd down and about 15 here for the Loggers. 6.5 minutes to go in this ball game. It's 60-18. Storm Heisler. At center for the Loggers, Wade Vetter and Kenny Drexler in the shotgun. Kenny's going to keep it. He's going to try to run up the middle and picks up a few yards. He's still going and gets all the way down close to the 1st down, actually.
That's the line of scrimmage.
Optimistic
call, though.
Did see that, Shane, way ahead. I was a little confused with all that. All right. It's going to be fourth down and 10. That's what I meant. And loggers from the 47-yard line, their own 47-yard line. Got to try to pick up 10 yards on this play. And
another bubble.
Yeah,
snap.
Jeremiah Adamitis going to try, but he's wrapped up and tackled there. And that was Blake Grebel. And it's going to be a turnover on downs. It's going to be Prentice football here. 5.5 minutes to go. Loggers leading 60-18. And this one all but in the books here, Jason, but it's still a fun opportunity for both sides. Right now, some of the younger players getting a chance to make some plays. And at the same time, you got Prentice. You had Logan Geiger get that 60-yard touchdown run. I guarantee you everyone on the Prentice side right now says, hey, I want the ball right now because I'm ready for a 47-yard touchdown run. And Logan Geiger says, all my teammates are hurt. I'm kind of the last one left. This is Geiger from the shotgun. Gets it. He's going to keep it right side. He's going to bulldozer over everybody. Six guys drag him down. And he picks up about 5 yards on the play, maybe six. It's going to be second down, and we'll say second and five.
Jaden Golden on that tackle, number 34 for Phillips.
Jaden Golden is he's a freshman, comes from a tall family. His dad's like 6'10". Uncle's about 6'10". Probably here watching.
The dumb.
Dom Smitek in the ball game.
Go out there.
All right.
Tackle.
Dom Smitek, he's our hype man over here. Dom has been a Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game before. And here we go. Geiger goes left side. And he's got one guy to beat. Gets the first down. Bulldozes. He's still on his feet. And delivers the pop on that run right there.
26 took a pretty good shot there. Logan Geiger lowered the shoulder.
Yes.
26 steps on the receiving end of that.
And that's what you talked about early on in the game is you want to see him run a little bit more like that, get them shoulders down because he could really deliver the hit on those. 3.5 minutes to go, 3:40 to go here in this ball game. Prentice looking to score here one more time.
Hey, you kind of got two options when you're running back, either deliver the hit or be hit.
Yeah.
Pick your battle, which one you want. But
That's for sure. You're probably a lot less likely to get injured also. And here we go, Geiger from the shotgun. And it's going to be handoff right side. And a nice stiff arm. And there's a nice gang tackle, though, and brought down by McCoy Delasky. McCoy with a nice tackle on Matthew Schmidt. Schmidt made one guy miss with a stiff arm, but was wrapped up immediately. Matthew Schmidt with the number 51 in that black uniform. Kind of looks like Dick Butkus out there, doesn't he? Maybe not quite.
Maybe half a Dick Butkus.
Half a Dick Butkus. Not quite that size. And Prentice stepping up to the line of scrimmage. From the 25-yard line, it's second and 10. Here's Geiger from the shotgun, their third quarterback of the game. Geiger going to keep it himself. He's going to go left side. I think he's going to get the corner over here. He is the 10, the 5. Delivers the hit, and did he get in? I think he went out of bounds. I think he went out about the 1-yard line. Delivered a hit. Kenny Drexler is not afraid of anything. Kenny Drexler is a good tackler. And on this deep Phillips team, he's playing on most teams. The Phillips team real deep here. It's going to be a first and 10 here, looks like, from the 1 yard line. 2:05 to go. Plenty of time to get a score in here for Prentice.
Or you go first and goal, one or the other.
First and goal.
About a 99.9% chance you're going to see Logan Geiger up underneath center here.
That's a good guess. But so what you could do is surprise everybody and a little dump pass to Chase Mabee over the top.
No, he's still in shotgun.
He's in shotgun. Dick Butkus to his left. I mean Matthew Schmidt. And he hands it off to Matthew Schmidt up the middle. He's stuffed. But did he fall in? He did. Matthew Schmidt gets the touchdown. Minute 32 to go here. I think the clock stops for the two-point conversion. It's 60-20.
Schmidt's first touchdown of his high school career.
There you go. Matthew Schmidt, he's going to take that one home with him. First touchdown, getting a couple pats on the back. And a well-earned touchdown right there. A nice drive by the Buccaneers, making it 60-24. Minute 32 to go here. They're going to go for the two-point conversion. And offense coming in here for the Prentice Buccaneers. Send it in the play. And trying to make this a 60-26 ball game here. Makes the score look a little bit better here, Jason.
Yeah.
And into the end zone. No goal. Looks like he stood up and play is dead. And it's going to be Phillips' ball here coming up. Minute 32 to go here. It's 60-24. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Jason Robb here. We're in Prentice, Wisconsin. High school football action. This one's almost over with. A minute 32 to go in this ball game. The Phillips lead or Loggers with a commanding 60-24 lead over the Prentice Buccaneers here in Prentice under the lights in a beautiful night here. In Prentice, it was the Buccaneers that just scored. Matthew Schmidt, his first career touchdown for the Buccaneers, making it 60-24. And they're set to kick off here with Jackson Franz. He's going to kick this one deep. And I was wrong, squid kip. And a nice one. The Loggers pick it up and tackled immediately and hard by Logan Geiger.
And I think Logan Geiger beat double-digit tackles tonight. He's been out on the field a lot, hasn't come off, made a lot of plays.
You know, early on, it was a lot of Aiden Hawes, you know, running this game. And, you know, overall, by the end of things, Logan Geiger, he really had to do what he had to do. He stepped in at, you know, at the quarterback position. It's pretty much a running back position, you know, at this point. But he's got to be really proud of himself, just making it through this entire game.
Yeah, he put out good effort tonight.
He sure did.
Stepped up when he needed somebody else to step in and
you got
took
it.
Advantage of the situation and had some nice runs tonight.
You got it. You got it. You hit it right on the head there, Jason. And about 45 seconds to go here. The Loggers are going to down the ball.
They're in victory formation here.
Victory formation here. And there it is, and that's going to be the ball game. Do they have to do it again? 30 seconds to go. So that's the ball game here, guys. It was a fun one here tonight in Prentice. Prentice surviving, getting out of a few injuries. We're going to send it back here. The final score here tonight is 60-24. The Phillips Loggers defeating the Prentice Buccaneers. We're going to send it back for a two-minute timeout. We're going to come back, and me and Jason are going to give you a quick Forward Bank post-game show.
Final score.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP. foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit Forward.Bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit Forward.Bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin along with Jason Robb here. Nathan Podwell is helping out all night here in Prentice, Wisconsin. It was, what was the score? They shut her down there. Let's say 60-24. The Phillips Loggers defeating the Prentice Buccaneers here tonight in their first matchup against each other in quite some time. It was early on, you know, it was the Aaron Delasky show for a while, Shea Denzine, a few of them athletes for the Buccaneer or for the Loggers really had their way early on. I liked how Prentice started out the game. It actually made me a little nervous after that opening drive, how easily they scored. Phillips was able to match it and then kind of tack it on after that. But it was a fun game here tonight. Jason, what did you think about watching this one?
Yeah, I think, you know, Prentice knew they probably had their hands full coming in. You know, Phillips has been pretty dominant the last couple of years. You know they're going to see a run game 90% of the time and then they're going to throw in that 20, 30-yard pass and catch you off guard every, you know, 10 or 15 plays, and that's exactly what they did tonight.
It is. They stick to their guns, and you could go. There's nothing to hide from it. You could go and ask Phil, say, what are we going to do? They're going to. They could hand you their play sheet and say, you know, this is what it is. They've got the athletes to do the experience, like you had talked about, the depth, and you know, the offensive lines. Or the lines got a little bit tired for Prentice playing both sides of the ball. Bigger kids, big strong kids. When you're playing both sides, it just gets tough. You could see them wear out as each half went along, and that's why they were fresh at the beginning. Things rolled really well. But I thought Aaron had a nice game for the Loggers. My Jeff Hakenin Roofing Player of the Game, I think, two games in a row here was him. I thought he was a difference maker, kind of that one kid that was just a little too tough to bring down, made some big plays. B.J. Lowery had a nice game. Actually, all of them did. They added their parts to the game. Logan Geiger, I was really impressed with here tonight. Overall, I liked what Aiden Hawes did in his moments out there. He got beat up a little bit. Jonas Stroba got beat up a little bit here tonight and had to take a break. But both teams gave their best efforts here tonight. It was Phillips coming away with the win. Coming up next, though, the Buccaneers have a game in Rib Lake.
Rib Lake next week.
Next week, and that's going to be a nice showdown. I'm excited. Hopefully, Prentice is able to get healthy before that game. Hopefully, they learn some things when they go over film about this. You know, this game in Phillips. It's going to be a little bit similar. You're going to go against Rib Lake, and it's the Talon Scheitower show. They're going to run him about 60 times. You know, he's going to get the ball, and you got to stop him. The Phillips boys. That transferred over there. There's some good athletes over there, big, strong kids. But, you know, Prentice got a good shot. They got a nice team here.
Yeah, I think Rib Lake come off a win tonight in Winter.
Okay.
They played an early game, lack of officials, so they moved that game up so that they could get it in. And
a decisive win over Winter.
Yeah.
A big win. And it was Schwamigan, Flambeau beating Schwamigan here in conference play as well, 60-12 victory. In that one for Flambeau over Schwamigan. So a fun night of football under the lights. Jason Robb, thank you for joining us. Always good to have an old friend from Prentice up here. You did a great job and brought a little bit of some of that football knowledge over here to us. You know, me and Nate being basketball boys, good to learn a little bit. But what do you got coming up? Basketball season, going to be doing some officiating.
Yeah, I think some middle school here will be kicking off probably, I suppose, in the next month. And,
yeah.
You know, ease into that and get back on the court. Try to get that WIA test in here this weekend.
There you go. Jason, you're one of the few officials that I like, and I don't give too much grief, World High School buddies. But, all right, for Jeff Hakenin, for Jason Robb, and Nathan Podewalt, we wish you guys all a wonderful night. We will see you next time. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Hakenin Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Vice President Harris spent the day in two battleground states, Georgia and Wisconsin, focusing on her fight for reproductive rights.
Now in more than 20 states, we have Trump abortion bans, many with no exceptions even for rape and incest. It is immoral.
The former president holds a rally tomorrow in North Carolina, another must-win state. Early in-person voting began today in Virginia, Minnesota, and South Dakota. A rare Israeli airstrike in Beirut killed more than a dozen people, including a Hezbollah leader, Ibrahim Akil, who was wanted by the U.S. for a deadly 1983 bombing. A January 6 rioter sentenced to 8 years in federal prison, Stephen Randolph, was identified through facial recognition using pictures on his girlfriend's Instagram account. South Carolina put a convicted killer to death for the first time tonight in 13 years. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, a couple of storms could pop up, highs right around 80 degrees. Partly sunny and much cooler Sunday, maybe a pop-up shower, high only mid-60s. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
98. So this is where it ends.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
Country. Country.
Baby, what do you say? We just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. Got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Heads Carolina, tails California, somewhere greener, somewhere warmer, up in the mountains, down by the ocean, where it don't matter, long as we're going somewhere together.
Q Country.
Craving tacos? Build your own at Lena's Northern Pines Resort every Tuesday starting at 4 p.m. Join us on Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Wisconsin.
Fall is here at Northwoods Greenhouse and Ice Cream in Prentice, Wisconsin. Explore vibrant mums, pumpkins, and all your fall favorites. Enjoy Cedar Crest ice cream flavors like pumpkin pie and deep dish apple pie on our beautiful butterfly terrace and stroll along the new Hummingbird Boardwalk. Don't miss the December gift certificate sale, $100 for $60. Visit them off of Highway 8 East and Cemetery Road in Prentice, Wisconsin. Open daily 8:30 to 6, Sundays till 5, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Come for nature's beauty and stay for the ice cream.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Ron Ernst Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Catching up in a neon light. Didn't know till we walked in. It was karaoke night. She was in a circle of girls chasing a shot with a line. She was laughing, they were daring her to get on the mic. One of them walked up and turned in her name. Next thing I knew, man, she was up on the stage singing, "Heads Carolina, tails California. Maybe she'd fall for a boy from South Georgia. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. South Georgia, she's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. She's got the bar in the palm of her hand, and she's a 90s country fan like I am. Hey, I got a Chevy, she can flip a quarter. I'd drive her anywhere from here to California when this song is over. I gotta find her, cause she had me. It's Carolina.
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
She said she was fresh from the farm, and I remember thinking for a country girl that she went pretty well armed. We sat there talking by the lobster tank. I ordered her a slow gin fizz, and when them chicken fried steaks arrived, she said, "I like living like this." So I made her the queen of my double wide trailer with the polyester curtains and the some stranger on a park bench. She said he rebuilds engines and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench. I whispered, "Honey, let's just go on home and have some onion rings and watch TV." And as I walked her to the truck, Earl was
Sometimes she runs and I've got the trailer and dang, her black heart and her pretty red neck.
Whispering in my ear, just take a peek up in here at this little hot mess, mister, you'll understand. I'm doing my best and I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee when she's all over me. I'm all out of control. Get no ticket, don't wanna cause no wreck. It's hard to concentrate with her pretty little lips on my neck. I say, girl, take it easy. She laughs, says it'll be fine. How am I supposed to keep it between the lines? Yeah, I know I'm all over the road. I can't help but go little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my. She's all over me, I'm all out of control. All over the road. Something about these wheels rolling, radio playing gets her going. I'm trying to get her home as fast as I can go. Little bit of left, little bit of right. It's hard to drive with her hand over here on my knee. Have a little mercy on me, sir. I'm sorry, I know I'm all over the road.
Q Country.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes.
didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Don't even want the attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like a heart racing like it's Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear, right now. And those eyes can hypnotize. Was designed to blow my mind. Look what God gave her, her perfect teammate. She walks in the room, it's like he answered my prayers. The way that she moves, how could anybody blame her? I know she's got haters, but it ain't her fault. Like I heard angels singing, like she came down from the ceiling when she walked in here this evening.